Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Now it's time to get those answers for life, mortgages, and the financial industry with Matt Van Fossen.
I'm not fucking leaving!
J-Rod.
Okay, insert rod support A into slot B.
And John Kuskin.
Well, you don't know about jail? Well, you would love jail.
Here it is, Rates and Rants.
All right, welcome to another episode of Rates and Rants. Today we have a special episode. It's our marketing and company culture episode, and we are missing some of our hosts today. We kicked John, Erica, and Joe out to make room for three very special people. So today we have Josh Lewis, the marketing and brand manager for Absolute Home Mortgage Charlotte Region. We have Josie Estevez, our Absolute brand manager for Absolute West Palm Beach offices, and Sean Mazzell, our Absolute brand manager for our Tampa region. So, all right. Welcome, guys. Welcome.
Hey.
Happy nice to be here.
Oh. Hey. Well, Josh.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about all things marketing today, man. I'm super pumped to be in here. This is a great opportunity.
And Josie, what are you doing in New Jersey today?
We're learning all things marketing. We're getting a tour of our office and being able to learn from the best. Thanks, Matt, for having us.
Are you saying I'm the best?
You are the best. Thank
no,
you.
No, stop it.
Best CEO for the best company, thanks.
You know, we don't like to lie to our listeners.
Oh, no. 100% fact check that.
Google it.
Sean, why are we here?
Well, seeing as we are one of the most innovative marketing teams on the planet, I think we're all here to put our superpower brains together and come up with some world domination marketing ideas.
Boom.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, done with the podcast. We can leave.
So it's kind of cool because this is the first time we've all casted together. And, you know, each one of us have worked together for a couple of years now, right? And the reason that we're all here is the summit, right? We decided that, oh, we do salespeople summits all the time. We're always bringing the salespeople together. But it's time for the marketing teams to get together because previously we were kind of operating as our own little individual pods in marketing. And the big goal to bring all the marketers and brand managers from all the offices together at corporate this week for a summit was to really focus on how do we get better, right? And there's different foundational components to marketing. So what do we think marketing department, how are we going to operate better as a more cohesive unit? What are the key points that we've been going off of this week? Let's talk about that.
I think, you know, one of the biggest things that we talked about this week is, you know, having essential resources, right? A place where all of us can go and pull work that we've all, you know, used and really just market to our best of our abilities. You know what I'm saying? It's great to kind of work on your own island. But sometimes, you know, when the creative juices just aren't flowing, you need somewhere to go. So I think first and foremost, you know, having a central place where we can all go back to and pull from is huge.
Right, Josh. I have learned a lot about video content from Sean, and I have learned a lot about being personable with our audience from you, Josh. So I'm going back with the resources and leadership from Matt. And basically, we have been putting it all together just to make our jobs easier and being more unified. And that goes into our universal brand that we've been working on.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and basically that's what it all comes down to is we've all been on our own islands and we've been rocking out with what we're good at. And, you know, what Matt's done now is brought all of us together and we found out that, you know, Mr. Josh over there, Mr. Personality on the camera, he can bring charisma that none of us have seen before. And Josie, she has follow through and she makes sure that, you know, they don't miss those opportunities to collect leads and how to follow up and stay organized. And I'm over here videoing, you know, making, you know, all my videos. And when we all come together and we're all looking at each other and we're no longer on an island, we're now like, we're learning from each other. So,
right. You know, it's interesting. I've seen so much growth in the past couple of years at the company and our marketing model and, you know, how we're using social media and how, you know, we have this image or this brand that we try to be, you know, part marketing company, part technology company, and part mortgage company. Right. But in the same respect, I look at the past 48 hours, I feel like we've almost grown more in 2 days than we have in 2 years, right? It almost is infuriating that we didn't do this sooner.
Right.
But in the same respect, it feels like we couldn't have done it sooner, right? Like, we needed to grow ourselves first and find our own way before we came together as a group.
Yeah, 100% agree.
So, and, you know, I don't think it's just our company that has this issue. We might be figuring it out maybe sooner than others, right? But I think, you know, this branching concept of mortgage companies in the industry, it's quite common. You know, there's some companies out there with 300-400 branches. How do they do that, right? We have 25 branches, you know, and it's hard to manage universal message, right? So we were just talking about central resources, right? We came together and we built this central resource directory now where everybody internal is sharing content. And we're able to build what we're good off of. But do you think other companies out there have the same issues, maybe even on a larger scale?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know.
No, not absolute. Other companies.
Didn't.
Yeah, I think communication, it always starts with communication. And, you know, that's one of the things that we finally did is we flipped the switch and we got the lines connected. And now we're all communicating. And that's obviously, you know, in any business, in any relationship, it always starts with communication.
Yeah, 100%. And that, it's not just about centralizing resources. It's about this common message, right? When we would go on social media with Absolute, I would look at posts from the West Palm office, and then I'd look at posts from, you know, a couple hundred miles away from the Orlando office, and it almost looked like it was two different companies. Now, they are going on the localized business page. They are using the same logos and the same universal brand. But what about message? Right, that's something that it's hard when each of you are in different locations. And this is so important to not only Absolute, but the rest of not only our industry, but just business in general, because the growing giga economy, more people work remotely. So it's hard to go and grab 10 great people in the same city, maybe, right, or the same town. We're all spread so far apart, but we have to learn how to be a more cohesive unit together and develop a universal tone to our content. So what's something that you guys have learned this week on how you're going to collaborate better? Your three more different personalities, three, you know, absolutely creative individuals, but what do you guys think about leaving here and now trying to work together? How are you going to collaborate more on your content?
So I guess I'll start. You guys know, right? I love video. I love connecting with our audience. I think that's one of the main things I enjoy. It's a huge passion of mine. But in the same respect, you know, video editing might not be my strength. So now, you know I got somebody across the ship where, hey, I need help video editing. So I know I can call Sean and be like, man, listen, I got some really good content. But I need your help, you know, and that's a cool thing to have.
So building our team, we were recognizing our strengths and weaknesses and what we are all individually good at. And when we went around the room and we all talked about what we brought to the table as a team, one of our team members was great with loan officer personalization and creating content. We have to focus on our loan officers, and I'm learning I can reach out to that person. We're going to be doing weekly meetings, talking, communicating about our global message, and just being on the same page week to week is great. So that way I can reach out to the individual and just learn and be able to take those tools and make our branch better.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to keep using that word because, you know, I'm trying to throw out the absolute, you know, but basically, what
boom.
It comes, boom, I'm going to drop that absolute. No, but basically, we have to self-evaluate because, you know, if we're sitting at our own branch thinking that we're the top dog and we don't even want to open our minds to the possibility that there might be some better ideas out there that we haven't thought of, you know, and having a competitive atmosphere is sometimes counterproductive because we're just trying to one-up one another, and I don't want Josh to edit videos better than me. I'm the video edit guy, and, you know, and that doesn't work.
Yeah,
you know?
Who's the winner in that regard?
Yeah, it's exactly.
I mean, I guess the brand's always the winner, you know, but there's never a loser. But, like, you guys got to work better together because it's – while the branches are working differently, right, and you guys have your own different ideas and almost your own mini culture adopted from our corporate culture, to the consumer, we have to be one voice.
Right.
You know, and that's really difficult to maintain in a company like a mortgage company. And also, what about the fact that mortgages are boring, man?
Oh, boring.
Right? Jesus. Holy shit. Like, that's really hard. Like, as a product manager, right? As a brand manager, nobody gets excited about a mortgage. You know, like, what about our competitors out there? Like, I think Quicken does a good job, right? Like, I mean, but they made Rocket Mortgage, and, you know, they've done a better job than most.
Agreed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, what about some of the other stuff we were looking? Because we did look at competitors' videos, right? Yep. We were looking at Ameriquest's video.
Oh, God. Those are amazing.
If you haven't seen them, we're going to tag it somewhere. You guys have to see those.
We'll put it on the website, the Ameriquest. For sure. So Ameriquest had like one of the worst reputations during the collapse, and they created that video series. And the commercials, if you haven't seen them, they're absolutely hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It was all about don't judge too quickly. It had nothing to do with mortgages. It was all about a brand correction strategy because they had such a bad name out there. But what makes good marketing? Those videos are 10 years old. Were they still relative?
Still relevant.
Absolutely.
And they were hilarious, right? The whole room was laughing when we showed them. So I think that's kind of really one of the most difficult parts about our jobs is how do we make mortgages fun? And we can't give away all our trade secrets out to the audience, but they could follow us.
Right. Definitely stay tuned. We're taking ideas from all over, and we have our own ideas that we are creating, and definitely something to keep on the lookout for.
So let's talk a little bit about who's our customer, right? Because we think that we have three customers, actually, right?
Right.
So why don't I lay down the three customers and each one of you take the role and figure out why it's important? I think that you as individual brand managers have three customers. You have a loan officer as a customer because you got to fulfill their marketing and their online brand. You have the realtor as a customer, right? Because we need to do support for realtors. And we have who else? So we have the loan officer, the realtor,
the borrower. The customer.
The customer. So, Josh, why don't you take the loan officer?
Sure. So the loan officer is what I like to call our warrior, right? It is the warrior. It is the soldier that gets everything done for us. And it is so important that, you know, we have that piece of the puzzle intact. You know, they're the ones taking the applications, right? Building the relationships with the realtor. They're the ones who, you know, really do a lot of the initial process with us. And they're the ones really who, you know, are the main focus of the brand. You know, initially when you have a phone call with somebody, the first person you talk to is that loan officer, right? So they are the initial footprint, you know, when you have that conversation. So I think it's super important that we have that piece of the puzzle intact.
I agree, Josh. So I think it's super important targeting our realtors. So what our branch, our West Palm Beach branch, really focuses on is empowering our realtors to be able to get their own business and come to us with any listing flyers, any open house flyers. They're going to get that support from our absolute company, and they're going to see how we're different. We do custom videos, we help them with interviews, and we help them run ads that are actually going to lead to results and leads and analytics, and I don't think any other mortgage company is doing that for them. So we offer a lot of value. We do headshots and landing pages, and we just want to be able to have a realtor partnership with them. You know, we offer a lot of things of value, and that makes us different.
Yeah, I agree.
Man, how did I get so lucky to get the clients, the buyers? That's the best of the three, because you know, and I love helping, you know, loan officers. You know, they come to Absolute Home Mortgage. They worked at another, you know, company, and they see what we're doing. And I love working with realtors, you know, because they come in and they just don't know how to market themselves. And we have all the tools, and it makes me feel like I'm accomplishing something. But nothing is sweeter than getting those buyers to come to us, because our social media presence is so funny, so engaging, so knowledgeable that they're coming to our company. Now we can turn around and we're bringing business to our preferred realtors. We're bringing business to our loan officers, and we have the freedom to express ourselves. And the way to do that is to capture these individuals who are afraid of mortgages. We're not a bank that's going to send you a bill every month. We're a personality. We're going to take care of you. We're going to build a relationship through that loan process. And that's an angle that I like to take is, you know, when I meet with you and we meet one-on-one and I get to know who you are, I use my content to show I'm a person too. I work at a mortgage company, but I got your back, you know, and my content is going to speak for that. And it's so powerful to nail that.
And I think that that's the hardest category, right? Like, hey, loan officers, we can coach them. We can show them the way. They really just want us to do the marketing for them. The realtors need a lot of assistance and help, right? And they're just looking for the best resource they can get. And if we're the ones that help them with it, great. They'll send referrals over and they'll reciprocate because we help them out. But the customer, it's completely different, right? It's not just fulfillment for the customer. It's about experience. It's about also the competition, right? We have all these big name competitors out there. Well, why does somebody want to use Absolute, right? Well, maybe because we're a local brand. Maybe because Sean's out there putting, you know, Sean's in Tampa. The hurricane's coming to town. He's putting up weather videos, right, that are really, really funny and content rich. I think that consumers are changing. And they're appreciating more of that local content, that exposure. And they want to do business not only real people, but a real company too. They don't want that big generic. If somebody calls Rocket Mortgage, it might be an easy experience. They might close their mortgage. But I'm not sure somebody's still excited about using it, right? And that's a lot of the direction that we're going with our brand, right? We can't disclose too much, but we can
coming
say...
Soon. Yeah, coming soon.
Exactly.
Stay tuned. Follow us.
Stay tuned. How do we take a small company and how do we take that brand and show customers, hey, you don't have to go to the largest mortgage lender in the nation to have a good experience. You can have a great experience, you can get your loan closed, and we can still make this process a unique one.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's what's really important for, you know, anyone out there that's marketing is, you know, whoever's up front and the most memorable, that's who's going to get the business. And, you know, these people might not have a sister or brother or friend who it works in the mortgage company. So who are they going to go to? Either who the realtor is telling them to go to or who they just saw on social media with this hilarious video. And they're personable and they're fun and like, you know, I'm going to try this company out. I relate to them. And that's why it's so important to have our brand out there. And you know, for anyone who's marketing to just be consistent and just keep putting that fun content in front of these consumers.
You know, it's funny you say consistency because I think that's the fatal flaw with social media, right? Everybody just tries. Like we coach so many realtors or so many loan officers and they get all riled up. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to do a video. And then the first 3 weeks they do their video and then it just drops off, right? There's no consistency to it. And then they wonder why it doesn't work. Any good marketing plan, consistency is part of the core foundation and repetition. You need to keep going. There's no way to test the results of a marketing campaign unless you're probably 3 to 6 months out inside of it.
Yeah. Right. It's like anything, man. It's like working out, right? You can't expect to go. I'm going to use the gym for an example, right? But you can't expect to go in there if you've never worked out before. Hey,
of course.
And you know, expect to do well. It's the same thing with marketing.
You're not going to go do 100 sit-ups and then have a six-pack.
Right. It's just not how it works. It's the same thing in marketing, man. You know, you can't expect to run one ad or two ads or whatever it might be, and expect to be successful. It's all about consistency, and that's one of the main things we teach here. So
you know, what's kind of cool that like a big thing that's changed in marketing in the past 10 or 15 years is. I don't think it matters that you're big anymore. I don't think the Super Bowl commercial does what it used to do. I don't think the name on the stadium does it either. You know, it's almost like the playing field has been leveled off a little bit because we have our own distribution channels. We were talking about that today. People were saying, oh, TV, oh, radio, and what did I say?
Podcast.
YouTube.
Right, exactly. You know, we no longer need to go to a major network's syndication to go get a million views on a video. The consumers almost decide for themselves whether the video is good or bad, right? If you put a video out and you got a million views, hey, that went viral. It's the best video, right? And it was organic. If our content is good, the distribution channels through boosting, whatever other methods you do, it's there. Right, we can be a small company and go get that outreach. I don't think that ever was possible before when you think about it.
No. I mean, you know, even, you know, 5, 10 years ago, we were using billboards and television, and now you're your own you can be your own television or whatever you want to call it, right? You can boost wherever.
Right. Thankfully, we have Instagram and Facebook, and we can decide the kind of brand that we're going to be building for ourselves. And even in our personal pages, what's the lifestyle that you're sharing? What's the company insights? It's good to be doing behind the scenes about your company, about who you are. Because even if you're just a lender, if you do a clip a day, an Insta story, you're engaging with the audience. They see the behind the scenes. They relate to that. They definitely are not going to just be able to relate to, hey, here's a rate sheet, here's, hey, rates dropped, great, but I want to be able to see the day-to-day, what goes into being a loan officer, what goes into being a marketer.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so cool when you, like, you know, you go out there and who am I? You know, I'm Sean, okay, who knows who I am, who's met me before, and before working here, I didn't have, like, a huge reach or anything, and now I go to the local, you know, realtor board where we'll be doing a sponsored, you know, a class. And I just have all these realtors come up to me, hey, I saw that dancing video you just put on Instagram. That was hilarious. You got to teach me those moves. And, you know, and I show up and everyone there knows me. And right. It's just for my social media presence. And, you know, that shows you that what you're doing is working. Like, now you have exposure. Now you got to follow it up with some, you know, great marketing to get them to use your company.
You know, it's interesting that there's just so many resources and tools out there. And I think that's where so many individuals get lost in business marketing now, that they try to just jump right in. They see Sean do a video, right? And they're like, oh, I can do that too. I'm going to go do this video and try to either replicate it or say, oh, yeah, now I'm doing video. But they didn't visit the foundation before that. You know, and that's where a lot of people miss, is it's not just about one system. It's not just about being on Instagram, just about being on Facebook, just about being on YouTube. When somebody searches you, do you have the right foundation? We talk to our realtors about it all the time. Talk to our loan officers about it all the time. In one respect, your company is the brand, right? In another respect, you're your own brand. You know, when somebody Googles you, what comes up? Do you know how many salespeople probably have not done the simple marketing practice of looking themselves up?
If you're hearing this, go right now. Google yourself. Google. Delete all those photos that you probably shouldn't have posted. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's all about protecting your brand and your image. It's very important for us to take notice of that when we're posting.
Think about a loan officer in the first 15 minutes of a conversation. They know everything about somebody's life. They know their name, their social security number, where they live, how much they make, how much they have in the bank. Do you have kids? What? I know everything about you. Is it reasonable to say before somebody's willing to hand that information over to virtually a complete stranger that they're going to look them up and say, hey, while you're taking my information, what's your name again? Right. Let me just, you know, right. Google you.
Yeah.
And if they're binging you, well, that's a whole other issue.
Well, right. Then we're going to have a problem.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Who uses Bing?
Nobody.
The same people who are using AOL email addresses.
Right. Right. What's the number one search term on Bing?
Google.
What would you do if you were just like having an honest conversation with somebody and they're like, oh, wow, I really got to bing that.
Have you seen that SpongeBob meme? That's when I'm going to go like, all right, I'm going to head out.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm going to head out.
What planet are you from? All right, so I want to talk about the elephant in the room with industry marketing, the thing that everybody misses. I gave a really boring presentation this morning yesterday morning on regulatory compliance in conjunction with social media. Yeah.
Regulations.
Yeah, but you know what was crazy is I showed some fines that other mortgage companies were getting, and they seemed like harmless things. Like one example was a loan officer put a video up and said, hey, I'm part of Team X, right? And, you know, I'm here to tell you that I'm one of the best mortgage bankers that can get you the lowest possible rate. And he didn't have right to proper disclosure on that post. And the banking department fined him $10,000. I mean, that's real. That's real money. And, you know, it's not like loan officers don't post, realtors don't post. We see the posts going every single day. One of our workshops this week was to Google ourselves and Google our loan officers and look them up on social media and see what posts are out there. What did you guys learn about compliance and the importance of oversight internally?
I mean, I think it's huge. You know, $10,000 is a pretty penny. And I think it's important that we make sure that everything we're doing here is compliant, especially if we're going to take this universally, you know what I'm saying, and blow this thing up. Nobody wants a target on their back. So I think first and foremost, We focus on doing the things that we know we should be doing and doing them right.
Right. And I feel like teaching, now that we've been educated, now we know about these compliance fines and all of these laws, is going back to our individual branches and educating our loan officers. Hey, if you are going to market yourself, this is the correct way to do it. We have been trained. We're going to avoid any situation like that, right?
Yeah. The fatal flaw I think that a lot of us fall into is that if you get away with something long enough, you start to think it's okay.
Right.
And all it takes is for our brand to get bigger and bigger, or anyone's brand to get bigger and bigger, and it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. So your competitor sees you put that post up, they're not happy because you just took a bunch of their customers, and they're like, hey, you know, they make a phone call, and now you're getting a fine because you didn't attach the proper credentials to your post.
Yeah, and it's also, you got to start doing it like right now, right? Because the ROI on social media is there for years. It's not like a newspaper. You put one uncompliant newspaper ad in, that thing disappears and is in some type of records archive someplace, but I don't think the regulator is going to the library and looking at slides to see where your newspaper ad was. But they could go to your business page, scroll back 4 years ago within seconds, and boom, go say, hey, well, yeah, you might be marketing compliant today, but what about this stuff from 3.5 years ago that you put up that didn't have NMLS IDs on it? And I think that the biggest issue here is triggering terms. You know, I was talking a lot about Regulation Z, and that the regs that we have to operate off these federal regulations were written back in the 70s and never really, really updated. Well, guess what? There wasn't social media in the 70s. Guess what? There wasn't really social media in the 90s either.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And no, not a lot of people really started using social media for advanced marketing and business almost till the end of the early 2000s is when it started really becoming mainstream. I remember talking to realtors back in 2006, 2007 about using Facebook, and they laughed at me. They're like, millennials aren't going to buy houses, right? The entire world's collapsing. They're still in college, right? Come talk to me 5 years later, and now it's like this primary outlet. And what we see all the time, it's almost rampant, is loan officers going and putting triggering terms in posts. Rates have dropped. I have great rates today. Give me a call. Well, guess what? That requires what?
A backlink.
Disclosure.
Backlink to disclosures.
Yeah. The marketing person, of course. A backlink. A backlink. Yeah. Definitely a backlink.
Definitely.
And the backlink should have the disclosure ones on the landing
Let's
page.
Let's boost the disclosures.
Well, it's really hard because you look at our disclosure. It's like 3 paragraphs long, right? Yeah. You know, Twitter's got a 40-character limit or something. You couldn't even fit the disclosure into it. So you have to come up with more creative ways. And, you know, what I find with the regulators when we go through these audits, if you make an effort, They kind of give you a little pass because they know a lot of the regulation is antiquated. But a lot of people aren't even making an effort. Like, they'll put up triggering terms. We were looking at examples. People just blatantly putting up triggering terms and don't even have an NMLS ID. Right. Regardless of a backlink with an APR disclosure and a landing page with qualifying terms and everything else that you need.
Yeah, and if you think about it, if you think of your consumer base, who's making a decision based off of a rate quote? I mean, you probably have a high percentage of, or a low percentage of people who have a high income who are really educated, and that's something they're thinking of. But I think there's a larger market who is just looking for an agency that they relate to and they feel comfortable with, and you don't need to use triggering terms to get their business.
Yep, I 100% agree.
Agreed 100%. That the loan officer thinks that they need to go say the word rate. They don't. In fact, you know, you can go indirect, and sometimes it's more effective,
sure.
Right? That you kind of talk around the topic, right? You talk around the triggering term, right? Hey, you know, one that would just require an NMLS ID. Hey, everybody, I'm writing prequals today, helping a bunch of people save money. Who's going to call me next, right? You know, these little short, sweet things that you can hint people, the subtle reminder. Also, you know what I think is funny? I talk to agents a lot about this. How does it make it you feel when your friend tries to sell you something?
Oh, my God. If you sell me that pyramid scheme one more time.
Unfollow.
Right. Exactly, right?
Yeah, I'm like, part of something cool. You want to be part of it, too.
Yeah, like I got a text message the other day from a friend. Said, hey, man, how you been? I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, great. Oh, cool. What are you doing this weekend? Oh, nothing. You know, just hanging out. Oh, you want to come stop by? Yeah, I'll come stop by. I haven't seen you in a while. Great. Bring your power bill with you. I have an interesting opportunity. Oh, shit. Now I'm not going
to
go.
Hey,
right?
Some plans came up, and I'm going can't make it.
Right. You know, it doesn't make you feel good when somebody tries to sell you something. And when you think about it, these direct triggering term solicitations that loan officers put on their personal pages,
it's red flags.
Yeah, it's almost abusing your sphere of influence. It almost does more harm than good because you're just kind of peddling your product or service. So wouldn't it be better to have more resourceful things that are subtle reminders to our sphere that says, hey, don't forget, I do mortgages. And if you're interested in mortgages, you should give me a call. There's things that don't have triggering terms. Market status reports, right? Okay. Talking about the direction of rates, not offering a rate, but saying, hey, this is what's going on with the Fed, right? This is what is happening in the industry or the market or what's with the economy. I'm a financial advisor. By the way, I do mortgages. If you, you know, are interested, give me a call. That one requires NMLS ID. But these soft sells, I think, are a lot more effective nowadays. And also doing successful settlement posts, like showing your success. I don't have to put up a triggering term to show people that I'm at the settlement table and this is what I do for a living, right? So I think that putting information out there that's not only compliant, but positive, informative, and not direct selling, indirect selling is more important than ever.
I agree, Matt. And I also think we need to take a better approach when it comes to these successful closings. Think of fun ideas. Think of, hey, if you just sold a client a house and it's your friend, it's your buddy's house, jump in the pool with them and say, hey, we just closed, you know? And it's going to be just creating interactive content that it's going to be able to, people are going to engage with that more than just a, you know, regular content post.
So, you know, it's something that I love, a marketing concept that I love is I feel like everybody's like in it for the quick fix. Like we close, we do the successful settlement post at closing. Here's your keys. And then boom, it's done. Right. I like waiting a little bit. I like the reverse review. I like waiting for a week after closing and doing a selfie video and like, I woke up this morning and something's missing. What's missing? What's missing? Oh, John and Jane are missing. I miss talking to them every day. We had the best 3 months while we were working on getting a loan. And, you know, I miss talking to them every day. But I'm so happy for them that I was able to get him into this house, right? And tagging them in a video like that of you thanking your customer, right? And showing, especially when they're a close family or a friend, you know, and showing kind of everybody else that it's more than just a paycheck for me, right? Why I got into mortgages, what I enjoy more than anything is actually, it sounds corny, but helping people get houses. It's exciting for me. I remember when I bought my first house, it was just such a great day. And the fact that now we get to do that hundreds of times a month as a purchase company, help people get in their home, right? Home is where the heart is. So yeah. I think that's like really special that people nowadays, they want to make a difference. They want purpose in their career. Well, again, nothing's exciting about mortgages. Oh, yay, we get to do mortgages. No.
It's
bigger than that.
Yeah.
We put people in homes, right?
Yeah, I think that's super important what you just said. You know, buying a home is probably the biggest financial decision that anybody's ever going to make. And it is a big deal. And I think really investing in the emotional attachment to that is huge. People love that. I know when I bought my first home, it was awesome for me too. So I think honing in on that experience is huge. And I think we do that well and we'll continue to do that well.
Yeah. And one of the things I touch on in a lot of my marketing meetings that I have with realtors is I think a lot of people forget that the follow up and reaching out and continuing to keep a relationship past the closing is so important, because even in my experience, I have some of my best Facebook friends are people that I've helped bring them into Absalom Mortgage, team them up with a loan officer, and they were able to close that home. And now, a few months later, they're having Christmas in their brand new home. They just adopted their first dog. They had their first baby. I have clients that I've spoken to for 3 years now. And what happens is when we're interacting with each other on Facebook, a public forum, other people see us talking. They're like, man, like their lender, the company that like helped them get into the house is still talking to them, having a relationship. We're laughing. We're talking about things. And that goes so far. And it's marketing, but it's not marketing.
That's so impactful what you just said, because it kind of goes back to that concept. Like, I almost just got chills hearing that, because you're just not another number. You refi with Quicken or you get a home with Quicken. That was a one and done. That's it. You're not hearing back from like it actually goes that extra mile and says, hey, this brand, this company, I'm not just a number to them. I'm not just a customer. They actually care about what's going on in my life. And I think that that's the direction that everything's going, right? Yeah. People want to be made feel important. And in a world where everything, let's just face it, is getting watered down and generic, yep. right? That's getting lost. And if you can embody that in marketing, you can embody that in staying engaged with your customers and staying connected. It's a different level. It really is.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, let's finish up here. We got to finish with something. So if you can give one tip to a loan officer about their social media engagement or overall marketing, what would it be?
This is a trap.
Ooh. This is good.
Wait, is my branch going to hear this podcast?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
They probably should, though.
The whole world's going to hear it. You're going to get a call from Quicken like, hey, can we hire? We want that guy Sean. We're going to recruit him. We hear he's really good at building rockets.
Rockets. Well, I'll go ahead and kick it off with, you know, my experience with, you know, and we're directing this toward loan officers,
yeah,
correct?
To the loan officers. Okay. Good tip for loan officers.
So loan officers, in my experience, are very good at networking outside of the social world online. They're great at going to events. They're going to open houses. You know, they sit down with someone face-to-face, and they rock it. Not Rocket Mortgage, though. They're absolutely great at those conversations. and basically, they shy away from social media. Not everyone, but a lot of them do. And sometimes I have to sit there and kind of snap the whip and try to, you know, hey, get on the internet. You know, be a little bit of a nerd for a little bit, because it's the same thing. No, you're not sitting at a bar in front of a fireplace having some drinks with some beautiful women, but you're sitting in front of your computer having those same...
Are we talking about networking?
you can do the same networking online, and you can...
I want to be part of that network.
You can keep that database going on. It's a CRM, you know, and you can just keep... They're giving you information. You know what's going on in their life. You know if they're getting married. You know if they're having babies. You know if, unfortunately, they're going through a divorce, and those are people that you need to target. And you can have those same conversations that you have in real life online. Don't be afraid of it. Jump in, embrace it, and be consistent, and listen to the experts.
I agree, Sean. And I also think it's really important for loan officers to be a little bit more personable. You know, hey, we get it. You sell loans, but you're more than that. And that goes back to our personal branding that we were talking about earlier. But it's more about getting out there and also showcasing the life of the loan officer, like I was mentioning. And what I think every loan officer should do, that if you're listening to this, is take some time out and make a personal video to your audience, and then okay, this is my first time doing a podcast, but just be personable for sure, and I will definitely think that that's going to help your business.
That's awesome.
I think the most important thing, being a loan officer.
Josh has such a sexy voice. I'm just saying that.
Thank you.
He doesn't sound like this in real life.
It's so sultry.
He doesn't really.
Thank you, guys. I'm flattered. So I think the number one thing with doing marketing, if you're a loan officer listening to this, and this is something you're just now getting into, the most important thing is going back to what we said earlier. It's being consistent. If you're just now getting into this business and you're expecting your mortgage company, for example, to give you leads, to do the work for you, I'm going to tell you right now, that does not work anymore. It is time for you to step your own game up and dive into social media and be consistent. You're not going to be able to be successful in this game anymore by just doing what you used to do. So I think it's super important that you continue to be consistent with your social media. Keep up with all your clients. Keep in contact with your realtor friends. And just keep pushing forward and create good content. And if you don't know how, you can give me a buzz.
So you guys want my tip?
Send it.
I think you need to kiss your marketing manager's ass.
I like that.
I should have thought of that.
Oh, yeah.
Daggummit.
No, seriously, think about it, right? Loan officers are always like, oh, my God, I got to be best friends with the processor. They get my loans closed. Well, I think you got to show a lot of respect to your marketing managers, because, really, they're going to help you get more loans, right? And all too often, we're like, hey, you know, just make me this flyer, you know, get me this open house, you know. And you're like, hey, I really don't think this is good. Do you want to hear some new ideas? I'm like, no, I know what I'm doing. I'm a top producer. And really, I think that they need to start listening more.
Sticking to what they know and let us stick to what we know.
Take your applications and pitch your rates. Let me bring your business in and let me do what I do best.
That's the T right there.
Yeah. Just go ahead and drop the mic right there.
Boom. All right, guys. Well, this closes out another episode of Rates and Rants. Thank you so much for coming in. I can't wait to have each of you back on the show again. And it was awesome getting a chance to meet. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.